She reminds me of wallpaper, famous Democrat NH media host rips Maggie Hassan. By Wendell Hasibo on October 26, 2022. Devout Democrat and radio host in New Hampshire, Arne Arneson, likened Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, to wallpaper in a Tuesday report about Republican Senate candidate General Don Bolduc. She reminds me of wallpaper, the New York Magazine reported the famous host's thorny comment. The observation comes as pressure mounts on Hassan to stave off General Bolduc's momentum heading into the last 12 days of the Senate campaign. The New Hampshire Senate race is one of eight that will determine which party will control the Senate. Arneson, a member of the New Hampshire House of Representatives from 1984 to 1992, became a prominent radio show host of Chatter in the Morning in Salem, Massachusetts. She regularly appeared on Iowa Public Radio and hosted a Sunday broadcast on 38 New Hampshire cable TV stations. She is now the host of The Attitude in Concord, New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Association of Broadcasters awarded Arneson the One TV and One Radio Air Personality of the Year awards. She was also named in 2020 one of the most influential talkers by Talk Radio's Talkers magazine. Arneson's dry perception of Hassan perhaps matches the impression of voters, who are weighing both Hassan and General Bolduc. Hassan, a freshman senator since 2017, has amassed a record in the last 2 years of voting with President Joe Biden 100% of the time, according to the general. Hassan's voting record has mirrored the president's agenda. Hassan voted for the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus, a debt limit increase, and the $3 trillion infrastructure package. She also voted for the $3.5 trillion so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which will cost taxpayers $700 billion. Hassan has provided inconsistent excuses for soaring inflation under Democrat rule. She has blamed inflation on the pandemic and the Ukraine war's impact on gas prices while constantly admitting that gas prices were already $3.53 two days before Russia invaded Ukraine. On January 20, 2021, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. She has also said soaring costs are due to corporate greed. On Monday, she blamed the administration. Yet she has refused to acknowledge her inflation-fueling voting record, which includes her votes on diminishing American energy, a key policy similarity with the Biden administration. She voted at least two times against energy exploration in ANWR. She voted three times in 2021 against legislation to prohibit a ban on fracking. She voted four times in 2021 against advancing the Keystone XL pipeline, killing about 11,000 American energy jobs in the process. Hassan also signed onto a framework in 2021 to index the federal gas tax to inflation, which would tie fixed gas tax rates to market fluctuations, including soaring inflation. Additionally, Hassan voted against Senator John Barrasso's RY measure to increase domestic oil production and reduce gas prices. General Bolduc has blamed Hassan and Biden for the nation's energy crises. She has supported Joe Biden 100% of the time, Schumer 96% of the time. People are struggling in New Hampshire, he told Breitbart News Saturday. She is a disaster for New Hampshire and America when it comes to what she votes for. And she just voted for all this stuff to make it worse in August, General Bolduc added. Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter at Wendell Hasibo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.